Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello there, it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astronomologist, and welcome to your Leo Full Moon Total Lunar Eclipse Forecast. This is the first big eclipse of the year, and so important because it falls in January. It's the third lunation of January, so it's a blue moon as well, which hasn't happened in 150 years. So it's a big deal, and there's a lot to report with this full moon eclipse because it happens at 11 degrees. And if you remember, the full moon that happened on New Year's was also at 11 degrees. So the sun and moon are opposite each other, both at 11 degrees, opening the 11-11 portal on January 1st and the 31st. What a way to start our 11 universal year, which is what 2018 is. So this is a huge deal. I don't think I've ever seen the astronomerology come together like this on one number in such a big way. And of course, this is a total full moon eclipse, also a blue moon. So it makes it even more potent. And on top of that, the full moon, the moon is only 3 degrees away from the north node. And that means it's very close to the node, and that has a big effect on the strength of the eclipse, right? Now, the south node is the past, the north node is the future. So this is a very big focus on how you project your mission, Leo, how you stand up and shine your light in terms of your future results, right? What gifts are you here to bring? What is the message you want to share in a fun, pleasurable way? Leo loves to just proclaim the message. Leo is just coming from your heart. It's about love. It's about passion. It's about leadership, light, a lot of L words, just like Leo, right? So step into the stage, step onto the stage of your life and just proclaim who it is you are with great joy. Play with the energy. This is about creativity. Leo rules the fifth house in astrology, and that's all about playfulness, children, pleasure, romance. So you want to romance your life, every part of it, even your professional part. When you play with energy and romance, money and business and your message, it sends this great magnetic energy. It's playful and it's very enticing. So this is your time to really connect with, you know, being a star. Leo's ruled by the sun. The sun is our star, right? It governs our whole solar system. And so this is your time to step up and be counted. Now, the last eclipse that we had that was total was on August 21st. The Great American Eclipse was also in Leo, but it was a new moon. Now we have a full moon Leo eclipse, so this is a little different. So we have more of the passionate aspect, you know, with the full moon. And what I love about it too is Leo rules love. It's very connected to your heart. And the sun, ruler of Leo, is conjunct Venus, meaning right next to Venus, which is so beautiful. Venus is also about beauty and love and also about abundance. So we had the full moon on January 1st and 2nd, also conjunct the sun with Venus, and now we have the same thing. So this is really a fabulous time to connect with love, with luxury, with beauty, with harmony, with abundance, money. Venus is about finding pleasure in life, right? What makes you feel good? And Venus also enhances everything that Jupiter enhances. They're both very benefic planets, right? So this is a wonderful time to just take advantage because Jupiter rules this whole year. It is really lit up in lights this year, which is such good news. So having this Venus influence for this total lunar eclipse really enhances the good news even more. Now, Mars is trine the sun, trine the moon and sextile the sun. And so this is a question you want to ask. What gives you pleasure? What turns you on in every way, right? Not just sensually or sexually, but I'm talking about what turns you on spiritually. What turns you on emotionally? Go after the answer to that question. Just be creative in how you approach it. Be lit up with passion. You need to feel that fire. Leo is a fire sign. It's filled with an attention to how do I feel? Am I on fire, right? You want to go for it. So there's a gorgeous accent on love, on radiating joy, radiating happiness, on fulfillment, on being on the stage, leading, right? On abundance, on pleasure. And so here are some great things to do around this lunar eclipse. Now, just be aware that eclipses do have a 6-month effect on our life. And if you know your own astrology and you find that this eclipse is happening on top of one of your planets or angles or, you know, another aspect that's really close, then it will last up to 2 years. So that's an important thing to know as well. But in general, around this Leo full moon total eclipse, this is good things to keep in mind. First of all, you want to follow your bliss. What are you enthusiastic about? You want to create. Leo is about creating, right? Just like a child is constantly creating out of, you know, in the moment. Express that imagination. Be center stage. Proclaim your heart's desire. Bring romance into all parts of your life. And just do something for the fun of it, for no other reason than that. Unleash your self-confidence. Trust that you have the goods to step up. This is super important with Leo. Leo is the lion, right? King of the animal kingdom. So embrace that inner fire, that radiance, and then be fearless, right? Do things even though you're scared, right? I mean, we all get nervous when we do something new or have an idea that we've never tried before, and that's what life is about. We step up, we step into it, we get feedback. But if we don't step up, then how are we ever going to know if it's a good fit or not? So you want to lead with fearlessness. Also, dress up. Make yourself beautiful. Go out and play. Have some fun. And be generous, too. You know, Leo's a very generous sign. It likes to give and is very, very grateful, too. So it's a wonderful time to tune into those wonderful energies. And, of course, play, right? This is a time to just let go and be playful with everything you do. So these two 11-11 full moons that bookend January in an 11 universal year with all this good news is an extraordinary moment for all of us. Also, I want to mention here that all planets are moving direct. They have been since Uranus moved direct in early January, and it will continue until about March 8th or 9th when Jupiter stations retrograde. So we have this 2-month period now where all planets are moving forward, and the momentum is really fantastic to get something going and set you up for the rest of the year. So have a wonderful total Leo full moon eclipse, and I can't wait to see you because we got one more eclipse coming in mid-February, so I'll tell you all about that shortly. Lots of love. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.